chapter number 6. And I'm just going to give you a little bit about what we studied, and then we'll be done. 2 Chronicles chapter number 6 is Solomon's prayer. You're familiar with the part 7:14 where it says, "If my people which are called by my name," and then the phrase that he uses there is, "Then will I hear from heaven." And in my Bible reading, that caught my eye, and I thought, you know, I've heard that before somewhere. And so I get my phone out on the app and type in "hear from heaven." And of course, you know, being a good Baptist preacher that studies the Word of God and is reading my Bible, I had just read it and couldn't remember it in chapter number 6. And y'all don't do that, do you? I mean, when you read the Bible, you know exactly what you've read every time, do you not? No, me neither, all right? It's just the infirmity of our mind. Andrew Telford used to preach about why we don't pray. It's the infirmity of our mind and the infirmity of our body, you know. All right, now then, so I looked it up here in chapter number 6. Solomon is the one, if you want to use the word, that invokes this phrase first. And he is trying to make a deal with God, if you want to say it that way. He's saying, if this, or if this, then when we come and we pray, then hear from heaven. Now then, he gives 7 different things, and we're on number 1, 2, 3, 4 in verse number 28. He says, if there be a dearth in the land, if there be pestilence, if there be blasting or mildew, locust or caterpillar, if their enemies besiege them in the city of their land, whatsoever sore or whatsoever sickness there be, then what prayer or what supplication soever shall be made of any man or of all thy people Israel, when every one shall know his own sore and his own grief and shall spread forth his hands in this house." Here's your phrase. "Then hear thou from heaven, thy dwelling place, and forgive and render unto every man according unto all his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou only knowest the hearts of the children of men, that they may fear thee to walk in thy ways, so long as they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers." Now then, we're going to look at these verses just real quick. In verse number 28, you have the problem. What's the problem? He gives us 7 different things that have taken place. 6 of them are things that happen to the crops. Now, if you're a farmer at all, and or if you have read any of American history, stories of American history, you can read where these things have happened here in the U.S. And they still happen in other countries. But you have all of these different things, and we're not going to go through them because there's so many of them. But these are things that happen to the crops or to the harvest. The corn's been planted and locusts come flying in. The corn's been planted, you got rid of the locust, and the corn's been planted, but now the caterpillar. What's the caterpillar? A caterpillar is the egg that's hatched from these locusts, and the caterpillar comes up and eats it. Or you have the wind comes, or you have the drought, or it talks about the dearth, and all these different things are affecting the things that they have planted so that they could eat. That's what dearth is. There's no food. There's no bread. He says, if this happens, that's the problem. Something is happening that is causing them to cry out to God and to look to God. So the problem is their crops, their food, has something has happened to it. Now then, the other one that it speaks there, the number 7 one, is where it says, if the enemy besieges them in the city. That's exactly what was going on in the days of Gideon. Remember, where was Gideon when he was threshing his wheat? Where was he, you remember? In the what? He was at the wine press threshing wheat? No, that's not where you're supposed to thresh wheat. The wine press is where you're supposed to do what? You're supposed to smash the grapes. But why was he there? He was hiding out. Why? Because the Philistines were coming in. They were confined. They were letting them plant. But when it came time for harvest, they was coming in and harvesting it, and they didn't have any food. But Gideon had snuck some out, and he was thrashing it there, hiding out, trying to get some food for his family. Now then, the problem is they didn't have any food. But then you look in verse number 29. You look at the prayer. That's an interesting thing. He says, then what prayer, what supplication soever. Now then, we normally put those two words together, whatsoever. But he had to emphasize it here because he said, what prayer or what supplication soever. He said, I don't care, Lord, if they just say a little prayer, if they fall down on their face or whatever it is, when they cry out to you, if they ask you or if they plead with you, if their heart is burdened and they're about to die and they cry out to you. Now then, he gives some conditions here. He says, whoever it may be, anybody that can do it, even any person in Israel, but he says, when everyone shall know his own sore and his own grief. You know, sometimes we don't know what to pray for. We don't know what to ask God for. Back in April, some of the group of young men that was on the dock, they had gone to preach in a village. And so it was just me and Robin there at the house, and we was needing to get some work done. I'd built a house for our national pastor, and we live in the swamp area, and so it was dry season. I was building a septic tank on top. I already laid all the block and everything. And so I was going to pour the top to it, had everything ready, just needed to go and mix cement and put it in there. And so Robin decides she's going to help me. She comes over there, and we had everything just about ready. She fell there on the porch and dislocated and broke her shoulder. Now then, you know, there's not doctors. There's not any of that kind of stuff there. And I am not a doctor, but I have given horses and dogs shots. And so that came in really handy during those days. But that has no reflection on my wife, all right? But anyway... We didn't know what to do. We were calling people here in the States, different ones that we knew, and they was telling us this and that, and they say, you got to move her arm like this, and you got to wiggle it a little bit, and to go, and I mean, she couldn't move because we didn't know it was broke. And then finally, the guys got back. We're doing all of this. We don't know what to do. I didn't know what to pray for. We were on the way to the U.S. We left our son down there by himself with our nationals there. We left him there. We said, I don't know when I'm going to be back. We may have to just fly you out, but I've got to get her. We didn't know where we were going to go. We didn't know what we were going to do. But we were just praying, asking God to help. He says here, when they know their grief and when they know their sore, and what does he say? We look in verse number 30. We see the pardon. We see the pardon. Then hear thou from heaven. And why is it that he's asking that God will do that? Is in verse number 31. He says, that they may fear thee to walk in thy ways. God brings things in our life to whoop us. He brings things in our life to guide us. He brings things in our life to strengthen us. We've just got to cry out to him. And Solomon's request was, Lord, when they do pray, will you hear? And what was God's response? In chapter number 7, if my people will, then I'll hear. That was what God told Solomon. Amen. Preacher, you come.
Let's bow our heads this evening. Maybe in that thought this evening, maybe God spoke to your heart. Maybe you have some prayers that need answering. I want to give you an opportunity to pray, respond to the message. Maybe you come in heavy-hearted and just need to pray this evening. She's going to play softly. If you need to pray, would you come? Would you just come and be obedient to the Spirit of God? Do business with Him.